Have you ever been to the Victoria Gardens in Prahran? You probably thought, where are they? Oh, is that the one I passed when I'm chasing the number 6 tram down High Street? Probably is. But they are beautiful gardens. I did some contemplating, some contemplation in those gardens about 27 years ago. And they are a hidden gem of Melbourne. And what a beautiful setting. You must agree, Arlo McGregor, for a Midsummer Night's Opera. Actually in the Victoria Gardens, Prahran, this February, when we all know the weather's going to be fantastic on Saturday the 10th. Ali McGregor is the award-winning, world-renowned soprano, cabaret artist, producer and creator of A Midsummer Night's Opera. Joins me now on the weekend break. Hi, Ali.
Oh, hello. I'm dying to talk about this, but I also really want to know what you were contemplating 27 years ago.
That's a very personal matter. And I was in between things. I was in between things. And I remember taking myself to those beautiful gardens on a couple of very hot days and was just having a good long think and a sit. And a friend of mine, who I won't mention, was suffering from an illness, and she worked there a little bit as well. And she put me onto them. And it's just the most beautiful place to go. You must be thrilled to be performing there.
I am. It's really beautiful. There's this sort of almost natural amphitheatre.
Yes.
And it is a bit of a hidden gem. And it is one, you're exactly right, that you sort of drive past quite a lot and sort of don't realise it's there. And there's a beautiful old fountain that we got working. I actually put on a show, the first Donington Council last year as well. One similar to this. And we utilised the old, we got the old fountain going with sort of dry ice pouring out of it and created
Lovely.
The most beautiful atmosphere. And look, I'm just mad for a big community, a free community event. It's just such a great atmosphere and, you know, the whole family can come and people get their picnic rugs out there from, you know, get a good spot in the morning and save their seats and things. And it's just a really lovely atmosphere.
You're right. So right, Ali. And looking at the date, next Saturday, 10th of February, 7:30 to 9:30, we're kind of guaranteed pretty good weather. I mean, you know, if it's ever going to turn it on, it turns it on at this time of the year. We're not doing it in October where, you know, like anything could happen. Beautiful night, beautiful idea. Tell us about A Midsummer Night's Opera. So renditions from some of Shakespeare's plays, like what? What's on?
Yeah, well, look, Shakespeare had such, you know, he loved music. You know, as you know, there's so many songs in his plays, but also music loved Shakespeare. And so there have been a lot of operas based on Shakespeare's plays, on Romeo and Juliet, Othello, Midsummer Night's Dream. And so there's a wealth of material to draw from. But as I said, we're also taking different people's settings of some of the songs that have come from these plays, a couple of sonnets as well. There's even a bit of music theatre thrown in because, of course, Cole Porter wrote Kiss Me, Kate as a kind of reflection of Taming of the Shrew. And we also have a little bit of Leonard Bernstein's The Beautiful Somewhere. From West Side Story that's based on Romeo and Juliet as well. So we've got so much material to draw from. And then I've got, if you know Midsummer Night's Dream, there's this wonderful play within a play of these kind of slightly idiotic, they call them rude mechanicals, the rustics, who put on this sort of silly romantic little play, which is a bit like a Romeo and Juliet. And I have these wonderful young singers, emerging Melbourne singers, who are going to be kind of weaving that play throughout the whole night and kind of incorporating the whole venue and running around sort of being silly. We're really just sort of leaning into, I mean, who doesn't mind a bit of, my first Shakespeare I ever saw was, of course, Midsummer Night's Dream in the Botanic Gardens years ago.
Yes, it would be.
Shakespeare fits. Really works beautifully out in the open air. That's how it was always performed. So
that is just absolutely perfect. Tell us about the orchestra. There's a 12-piece chamber orchestra. Trevor Jones in charge.
Dr. Trevor Jones, as he is now, I think you'll know.
Yeah.
Many people will know Trevor as the quintessential piano man. He's the most incredible, you know, he's an absolute triple threat. But he is an incredible conductor, and he's arranged all this music for and handpicked the orchestra. Again, they all play at, you know, top orchestras around Melbourne. We've got 12 of the best.
Yeah.
And so we've got a bit of orchestral music as well. We've got that beautiful wedding march from Mendelssohn's Midsummer Night's Dream. Also a bit of one of the pieces from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet, Dance of the Nights. People will recognise these really kind of iconic orchestra songs. So, some really beautiful. It's not often we get to have, you know, it's not a cheap exercise putting opera on and getting an orchestra out there. So it's a real treat to have really high caliber classical music that's for free.
That is beautiful. That is just magnificent. Well done, City of Stonington. Well done, you, Ali McGregor, for putting it together. You must love being the creative behind all this.
Oh, look, it's a dream come true for me. We did one last year that was based on all sort of opera that had been on the silver screen. And look, I love opera, but I also do recognise that quite often it feels like a club that you're not invited to. You know, that people can go to opera and think, oh, God, I don't really know much about it, so I don't really feel like it's for me.
Hmm.
And so I love any opportunity to kind of to let anyone be a member of the club, to let, you know, people feel really welcome and for them to sort of know that there's going to be music they recognise, but also music that they haven't heard before, but give it to them in a way that doesn't feel kind of uptight. And
to be a conduit, I mean, you know, I've admitted this before many times on air. Most of my classical music training was watching Warner Brothers cartoons from the 1950s.
Well, you and my husband alike.
Thank
you.
You know, let's talk about The Rabbit of Seville. And watch Opera Doc.
Yeah, I was just about to say Bugs Bunny. It's been every time something comes on, I'll go, oh, this is Bugs.
That's right.
And my husband will be like, it's Bugs Bunny.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. I'm with him. Yeah. Lovely. But you are a conduit in getting us all to enjoy something that we may have been a little bit, don't know whether that's for me, but music for everyone. And in a situation like that, at that hidden gem Victoria Gardens, where I did a lot of contemplating 27 years ago, that is a beautiful venue. That's next Saturday, the 10th of February. Bring a picnic rug, bring some food, bring
some
friends.
There'll be some food trucks there as well.
Oh, I love it.
Some coffee cup and stuff like that. But yeah, absolutely bring your... If people come out with the most extravagant little picnics and little, you know, dips and special eskies with their wine glasses hooked onto the side. I'm always very impressed.
Love it. Well, when my wife picks me up after work today, sometimes she listens to my show. I reckon if she's listening to this, she'll say, hey, Dale, what are we doing next Saturday night? I think we know. Ali.
I would love to see you there. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Ali McGregor. And that sounds like a delightful night. Next Saturday, 10th of February, 7:30 to 9:30 at the beautiful Victoria Gardens in Prahran. That's just High Street. You'll hear the number 6 tram rattling happily by.